Some say because of Moira Heter.
Yaakov, there's room over here.
Some say because of Bididomi, and then it wouldn't be an issue. But we were at the stage when it was Rabbi Yochanan's. What was Rabbi Yochanan's pshat? Shloi kalecha v'hecha v'hoi hoi l'vatoikif. Frek the Gemara. By shnayim oichsim, v'etzim, each one's like his half. It's blue and green. It's vada, each one half. Give him his half. Why do you have to swear? What's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? We're choshed. One of them really knows. He saw Reuben pick it up first. He knows Reuben pick it up first. It wasn't even a close call. He came running and he wants to be taikif. No, if you're choshed him that he's coming to be taikif, so he'll swear falsely also. So the Gemara said, Amar Dikiyah Soy, choshed amamoyna. Loy choshed. That's 50% chance you're right, but yeah, which way it's going. Choshed amamoyna, loy choshed ashvosa. There's levels. It is kedai to insert a shavua. Maybe he'll cap down and not swear. Maybe he won't. Maybe it's the truth. Maybe he's takayen a gangster who's yet going to swear falsely. I can't help the whole world. But there's a reasonable tayelis in making him swear. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you a long drawn out agenda of proofs that chashid amamoyna chashid loy chashid ashvusa. Hare, if you'll tell me that chashid amamoyna equally is chashid ashvusa, then what would be pshat shvus ma'igur mixas shvus shaymim avrami bar chama shvus she'eni b'shusi avrahuna? Those were the questions on v'hei in the days. Those the Gemara had answers for mishtamute. But then we got to vavam and aleph, and the Gemara brought in three more shvus: hesis, chenveni, aka shvus hanoiklin, and shvus she'eni b'shusi. Let's go like Rashi. Those shvus don't have mishtamute. Why is there a shvua? Kai for a call in a case when there's no mishtamute. Neutlin, there's no Ishtamute. Why is there a Shvua? Catch on. We're almost up to the Maskana, except for Abaya. It's because of Chashid Amamoyna, Loi Chashid Ashvusa. Abaya Omar, or Omar Abaya, and there's a big difference I'll explain. One Mahalach is that Abaya is with precision, is only going back and discussing the Shvua of Shnayim Oichazim. As Rashi says, he's chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan. The reason of Shnayim Oichzin is not because Shalai, there's room here. Shalai Yehei Kolechet Hoylech in your seat. Shalai Yehei Kolechet Hoylech V'Toykef. That's not the reason, says Abaya. You know what's the reason? By Shnayim Oichzin? And you know what? I want to talk to open up Abaya. There's a few different ways, but let's open this up. What really happened is that Shimon saw Bibihirus. Clearly, that Reuben picked it up first. He came running 10 minutes later. And he grabs it and starts saying, we picked it up. No, he didn't say we picked it up together. He says, we picked it up first. I picked it up first. But what's really going on in Shimon's mind? Shimon knows Emes Mamish Gnoi that he really, Reuben picked it up first. And he's not being very heter about what we had on that base. But he has a cheshvin. Reuven owes him from 17 years ago. What does Reuven owe him from 17 years ago? The Gemara's Lashon is a milva yeshana. Literally, he went to money. It doesn't have to be a milva. It could be any other incident that he has with Reuven. Maybe Reuven was mazik him. Maybe he's a kohen and Reuven still never paid him for that pinyon aben. Whatever the case was, he owes him money.
Does it have to be at least equal to the value?
It has to be above. I'm going to talk about that soon. Let's assume it's much more. The talis is $72. This, he owes him $500. He's not getting all the money, but at least some of it. The truth is, if it's less, you're clamoring you have a right, a chutzpah, to grab a talis. A $72 talis for a $15 chayv. Cheshbin and also he's only going to be getting half of the talis.
He's saying
the high note. Excellent. I'm going to get to that Shiloh also. But, says Abaya, that's why we're telling Shimon to swear. That's one way of looking at it. But most Rishonim learn that Abaya is not even arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. For the fact, the riff passes like Rabbi Yochanan and passes like Abaya. Abaya is not arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Abaya is doing a much more international attack over here and saying, you had an issue about Shavua that it doesn't make sense that there should be a Shavua. Bye. Moid Mixa, Shoimrin, Ve'eni Bershusoi, Hesis, Neutlin, Chenveni, boom. No. Get ready. Be'emes, really, La'oilam, Chashid Amamoyna. Someone who's Chashid Mamish to steal or to lie and be Neutl or be Mitvah in all these cases, he would swear falsely also. But on all of these Shavuas, every single one of them, there's a milvi yeshana. Classic shvuas hesis. Not only shnayim oichzim metalis. Classic shvuas hesis.
The Gemara didn't say it though.
Why do we need to bring
it? It's totally figures. Amar Rabbi or Rabbi Amar.
Why do we need to bring it to Shavua if the guy's Taka Emes and he's Taka?
So he's talking tomorrow. We're gonna see. Zok the Gemara. Shavua says this. You owe me 100. Kaifer Akol. There's no mistamuti on Kaifer Akol. We say stallers, procrastinating stallers, don't do it on the full amount. No, that's not what's going on. He's being Kaifer Akol because the Malveh owes him money from way back, 17 years ago. Achenveni, these Poyalim, they do know they were already paid for painting the house. They're asking for double wages because the Balabais owes them money, or the Chenveni has a Cheshvan as such. Ashaymed, this is a little stickier. He's watching a Pekotin. I gave him a watch or a piano to watch, and it's in his basement. And he's lying and saying, Einer Bishusi. He's doing it because he knows that that specific Pekotin belongs to the Maskid. But the mafkid, the owner, owes him money from somewhere else, up to that amount, and he's making that cheshbon. That's a bias much larger than life thing. Frek the Muki Yosef, frek the Sachri Shoyin, the Tumah brings us also. Who cares? What's the difference? If, you ready for this? Choshed Amamoyna, loy choshed HaShvua, because Shvua is more chomer. Or, Mamon and Shvua is the same, but every single case, no matter what, you could always factor in, oh, maybe he's doing it because of the fact that he has a milvi yashana. So at the end of the day, crunch time, it's the exact same din. At the exact same din, that there's always going to be a shvua. What difference does it make is because of chashir amamayna, chashir ashvuasa, or because of milvi yashana? So the Rishonim say, you can actually find a case where there's no option of milvi yashana. I'll give you a few examples, rather, that the Rishonim don't say, but let's get the idea. One option is when the guy stands up in Bezdin and says, I'm cleaning the slate. I'm moichel any prior chayvus I have to you. Lamasha, by Shnai Moichel and Betalis. By Shnai Moichel and Betalis, the two of them are each one saying Kula Shali. And we're saying, hey, you guys have to swear. What do we have to swear for? What are you chayshish? We're chayshish that maybe one of you knows really the truth that he didn't pick it up first, but he's saying it because of a milvi yashana. So both of you, actually, there it's both of them because they're both swearing, make an announcement. We are now by hereby saying, whatever the nusach will be, moichel any prior chayvus that we ever had with each other. In such a case, first of all, I grab the saw in the Chedushim Maburim. He asks every guy will do that to be part of himself from Shvua. Anytime you chayv a Shvua, a guy will do that to be part of himself from the Shvua. If according to Abaya, what? No, every time a guy chayv a Shvua, it's moed of mixas. He should say Herzu or Shvus Hesis. Herzu, you're telling me I know the sugin that far. We passed in Chashan and Amoyin Chashan a Shvua. So you're only making me swear. You worried about it only Yeshana. I hereby Michael all chayvus. He'll cap out of the Shvua. He rather says, the Chedushim of Biurim, he says, this din is only true if he was already Moichel the Chayvus before the din Tyre started. Otherwise, it's a cop-out. A guy could always do it. But again, I want to get back to Talit, please. I can't, it helps, it ruins my concentration. So it goes like this. By Shnai Moichsin, if they will both look at each other and say, we are hereby Moichel any prior Chayvus that any doings we had with each other, Halvois, Hezekois, and the whatnot, Vechule, whatever the jargon will be, so then the din will be that they don't have to swear. They taka won't have to swear. Because you, when the dust clears, it's chashad amoyin, chashad ashvosa. I apologize, but I'm going to say this. It's shalashudas Torah, and then we're getting right back to the sugya. But possibly when the Mishnah says on that bezim at Aleph, bizman shehem moidim, or sheyeshlam eidim cholkin b'shvua, what does it mean bizman shehem moidim? When they moidim, they picked up the talis together. Maybe bizman shehem moidim means, because I saw a chiddush in the Ayelus HaShachar. We just said from the Rishonim, if they're moichel chayvus to each other, and they clean the slate, it works. Rav Simon says, laptop, if they're moichel chayvus to each other, if they're moide, I'm moide that I don't owe you any money and you don't owe me any money. He has a shtickle tarot, why maybe haidah not. He rather declares, he says, why did the Rishonim say mechila? Why didn't they say haidah? I am Shom and Ayelus HaShachar, he has a shtickle tarot. But if haidah also, anub shana the Mishnah, bizman shehem moidim, when they're moide to each other, that they have no doings with each other, so chalkin b'lo yishvua. Not moidim that they picked up the talis together. They're both moida mutually to each other that they don't have any doings with each other. It's not shot in the Mishnah, I don't think so, but...
Who says Abaye disagrees with the Shtamut?
It doesn't. I'm going to get to that. That's much later I'm getting to it. Now, I had another nafkamina. Let's say these two people that are holding the talis never saw each other in their lives before. One of them came from Argentina, and one of them came from, I don't know, somewhere else. This is the first time they met here in Eretz Yisrael, very nice. There's no chance there's a Milvi Yashana on either Cheshvan. Finish. No, impossible. L'chayra hu adin, what the Rishonim say, Machal kol ha-chayvis. Or, haidu zel zeh al kol ha-chayvis. Or if we know, they for sure didn't have a Milvi Yashana on each other. So I had an interesting shiloh. This also I saw in the Yelus HaShachar. What would be by Shnayim Arkzim Betalas? And each one says, the talis costs $100. Each one says, I'm moichel to you, most chayvis that we have in each other. Up till $50. Talis costs $100. I'm moichel any prior chayvis milvi yeshana, up till, well, let's say, one second, let me, before I can confuse you. Let's say the talis costs $100, and they say, I'm moichel all major chayvis on each other up till $500. They're still gonna be a shvur. We're still within the milvi yeshana. What if he says $50 on $100 talis? Claire's a Steinman. On one hand, what's each one tining? Kulei shuli. How much is kulei? 100. But how much am I making each one swear because of a long drawn out thing on the hayim base? Chetzi. So maybe if it dips below, if the milvi yeshana factor dips below 50, that should be enough that it's already mechila. He's mesupik. No, mechila or haida. Either way. Now. Frek the Gemara now. Again, now let's start Abaya. Again, let's learn Tak Abaya is going universally. Not only is Abaya arguing locally on Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat by Shnayim Arkzim Betalas, Abaya is across the board saying, I have a new Pshat in the system. Now again, I'm going to get to that. Abaya could agree to Ishtamuti. I'm going to soon talk about that. But Abaya is introducing that even when there's no Ishtamuti, such as Vai, Shvuos Heses, Chenveni, and Shaloi Bershusi, he's answering all those. It's because of Milvi Yashana. Ha'ara in Pshat. Taisa says, Suffolk Milvi Yashana Yeshli Alav. So, you know, Rashi says, Abayi's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, local Pshat Talis. Taisa says, no, this is all across the board. Which cases does he pick? Vahid, the Mashbiyanai, say Gimel Shavuos, Shaimrim. And Shneim Nishban Benoitlin, Rabbi Chia, it's also, it's Chashin and Shem and Milvi Yashana. Which one did Taisa skip? Heses. No, he said Shneim Nishban Benoitlin. Why did Taisa skip Heses? Because on the top of the Amid in yesterday's shiur, he said Heses is a bluff anyways. It's not even a real kasha. We're really focused. Not because it's Rukhiya, no. Taisa said there's really is a Shlamuti by Heses. With Saimach and Rukhiya, yeah. Akoshik and Rukhiya, yeah. In the second half, yeah. Inami, Akoshik and Rukhiya, Samach. So Heses was like shmeared anyways. Mestam, it's the Emes of Shad and Taisa. So what does Taisa say? Vahid and Mashbin, I say, Gimel Shvuah. So the Shneem Nishbam, and Noitel, Nami, Chashin, and Shemel Yishan, and Lashlav. Ulakak, and the part of Blay Shvuah. The Gam, Layit, the Blay Shvuah. Aval, Tosis has a bomb kasha, which all the Rishonim ask, the Ramban, the Rimagash, the Rash, the Vidish, that's the Rishon and the Shita. I want to speak out this kasha. Frek Tosis, get ready. Aval, Gazlon, Vadai, the Koifer, Bipikodoin, Ein Lahachshir, Mikom Shema, Yesophic, Melvi, Yeshana, Yeshle, Elov. Frek Tosis, Ruvain breaks into Shimon's house and is caught red-handed, stealing $5,000 worth of the silver, wherever, he's stealing things. He's mamash court, and they can't find the goods. He's pasul eidus. Why is he pasul eidus? Maybe he did it because Reuven has a milvi yeshana on him. Maybe that's why he did it. Or kaifer b'pikadon. Guy was caught red-handed. He was hiding the pikadon in his basement. Practiced in his basement first to say it's gone, it's stolen, it's lost. And he's found. And everyone else kaifer b'milva. Why is he kasul eidus? What are we saying, Mechan? Shtamute. Kaifa bipikadai, pasul eidus. Why? Efshir milvi yeshana. If milvi yeshana is enough, what?
There's a drora against him. We're not going to be malam mitzchus on such a fine small.
There's one of the tzrutzim. It's excellent. It's one of the tzrutzim. But again, Taisus doesn't even say what his Sarah says. He just says he gives a statement. Avol gazlan vaday v'kaifa bipikadai ein lahachshir mitam shem esafik milvi yeshana yeshla. But that's a nice kasha. Why not? But we're going to come back to that kasha. There's a few tzrutzim to that kasha. Let's go back to the gemara. Abaye Omar Abaye, whichever way. Chai Shinon Shema Milvi Yeshani Yeshli Alav. Now, originally the Gemara says Shema Milvi Yeshani Yeshli Alav. It doesn't say Suffolk Milvi Yeshana. It says Milvi Yeshana. Meaning, we don't know, but maybe, again, let's talk about Shnayim Arkzim. Maybe Shimon really saw that Reuven picked up the talis first. But the reason he's saying, I picked up the talis first, is because he mamish knows that Reuven owes him $100. Or a Heses. The guy was Kaifer Akol. Maybe he bona fide knows that he's lying. He's saying loyal visi, lahadam. He knows that he borrowed and he knows he didn't pay back. But he knows that the guy owes him that amount of money or more from 17 years ago. Milvi yeshana. Frek the Gemara, the way Rashi learns this is scary, Rabbi Yisai. This is very gishmak, but. Ihochi nishkol beloy shvua. What does it mean, nishkol beloy shvua? Rashi learns, Amar de Kazakh. It's taka legit. You're allowed to do that. You know, I ask these kind of questions at the beginning of this month. Are you allowed to lie and say kula shali to get your half, right? If you know you really deserve half. You know, if you say half, you're going to get a quarter. Watch this. You know someone owes you money from 17 years ago. There's no chance you'll take him to Din Torah. No one's going to remember. You have no way of proving it. But you know he owes you money. One day, one fine day, you see he picks up a talis. And you come and pick up the talis also a few minutes later, take him to Beis Din and say, Kulishali, no way you're going to get Yachloiku. At least you'll get your 50. And you're doing it because you have a vada milvi yishon on him. Nishko b'loy shvua. Give it to him without a shvua. Why? What do you mean? What's the purpose of shvua? He'll swear. He'll swear. He'll practice. He'll practice in his basement. Watch him swear. He's going to say, the talis is kulishali. How does he do that? How does he do that? He's a guy that doesn't want to swear falsely. He has a right. And I'm sorry for being cute. Rashi says, when a person's meshubit to you, for avadi, you can run from karka, from lukuchis, but what's the basic thing you run from somebody? It's a lashon of a chazal in many places. Glima da al kaspe. What's glima da al kaspe? The shirt of his back. The talis. The talis. The talis.
He'd take it. You could bring him to din and say, if I have to give it to me, until that happens.
So I'm not going to take it here either. I'm just going to grab the karkashta of a talis that he found. Say kulashali. Swear kulashali. And then I'm not taking it. Bezim will give it to me. Bezim will give it to me. Done deal.
We should never believe it's shvua.
That's the Gemara's kasha. It shouldn't be shvua. If you're telling me it's because of milvi yishana, what's the purpose of shvua? He'll lie falsely also. I have a question. How is he going to do this by a pekadin? A guy got a pekadin. And he's really lying. It's in his basement. I mean, the talis, I'll say it coolishly. How does he swear that the pekadin's not in his basement?
I don't have your piano.
Oh, your piano is not in my basement. It's not your piano. It's my piano. It's my piano. I have that written down that Rav Becker timed that 10 years ago.
That time as
I don't know, but I guess you could say it in English in this. Chenveni. Oh, how do I say I painted your house and didn't get paid? You owe me the money.
You already owed me money. You owe, you're paying me for the
I haven't got, you oh no, you even better. You owe me money. You owe me $700. You owe me.
I could always say that the money you gave me then was just paying.
Oh, that's it, Roy.
Now you owe me money for painting.
Thank you. Please don't disturb, but one second, but that's an excellent taina. He can take the first time when he got painted, when he painted the house, he takes that money and says, "L'shem Yichud Hirotz and Kutzabrichu, this is for the money of the old Chayv." And now, come and say, "I haven't got paid for the paint. I haven't got paid for the paint job." That I like. Okay, fine. Now, frak the Gemara though. So with Vaday Milva Yeshana, the way Rashi learns, head on. There's no purpose for swearing because you can even swear falsely. So the Gemara answers, "No, Elo, get ready, Chayshinon Shema." Safek milvi yeshani yeshle alav. The guy's not sure. Pardon? Bididomi. He has this vague memory that maybe Reuven owes him money from a mall. Whatever the issue was, there was a hezek, a halva, a remainder of a business deal that went through. I derech think could be he owes me that amount of money. So the Gemara says, one second. V'lav amrina tafas mamayna misveka. So mishtabanami misveka. He'll swear. Amar av sheshes breder av idi no. Parshi inshi misafek shvua. When he's going to take the money when he's not sure, so he's planning to return it. When is he planning to return it? Machlekes Tosis and Tosis Rosh. The guy's not sure. So he says, first on, let me grab this. He sees Reuven picking up a talis or a pekadin. Let's go with talis, but I'm ditto on all the cases. He sees Reuven pick up a talis. He says, I have this vague memory. Maybe Reuven owes me money. First thing, this is better safe than sorry. Let me go into Bezdin and say, Tofas Karkash, the finally the talis is mine. We'll go through the proceedings, Bezdin will give me half the talis, they'll sell the talis, I'll get half the money. I'll wait a few weeks. Wait a few weeks till what? If I get clarity that it's vaday not mine, I'll return it? Or I'll only keep it if I get clarity that vaday it is mine? Machlek is toisvis, and toisvis arash. Toisvis says, Mama nefshe b'chazara, im lo yizgar, if he doesn't remember borer that he does deserve it, yachzir, v'lo yakvenush. He says, avol ein lefarish, the way toisvis arash learns. In Yiskar she'eni chayv lo yachzer, avon lo yiskar, he'll keep it. Because if that's true, if the guy's keeping it on a suffix, he'll also swear falsely. Will he? I saw in the Chiddush, in the Dibris Moish and Haris, we're talking about a guy who's willing to keep suffix gezel. I mean, you know, he has this thing, you know, 17 years, I think he owes me, I can't, I have an opportunity, I'm holding something, it is, I can't give it back, he might owe me, I'm going to give it back and then have those nerve, and I got to keep it. So he'll swear also. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a difference. Keeping it, in his conscience, he knows he's being over what? Suffolk is. If he swears falsely, what is he being over?
Sure.
Vada shvur sheker. Because to swear When it's only suffix, it's yours, and you're swearing, you're vaday swearing. It's
said, you
the suffix is only suffix.
So like we said before, that he's using the lashon that's taka emes.
Oh, that in Rashi. Okay, so he talks about that. There's a lot to do. We got to the two dots, and I want to restart now. Again. Frech the Balamor, and maybe we should have asked this. Why didn't Shimon, let's talk by Shnai Moitzin, but again, ditto by a Kaifer HaKol of the Hesis, or the painter that already did got paid for the job and says, you owe me for the paint job, whatever the case is, why does it have to be that he goes in and says, I picked up the talus first, or on the halvav right now, I lahadam, or on the paint job that he was already paid for, I haven't been paid yet. Why does he do that? Why can't he come in and say, I cannot tell a lie? Yeah, that was yeah. Why can't he say, Reuven picked up the talus first, I do owe, in Hesses, I do owe the halvah of 100. By the Pchenveni, I was already paid for my schar pu'ul of the work. But let me tell you something, Rabbi Sai. He owes me money. He owes me money from an old story thingy, whatever. Is he nemar with a miku? So the Balamor asks, let's talk about talis taka. Why can't he be nemon to say that he deserves the talis as the Milvi Yeshana, even if he admits that he didn't pick it up first? The Balamor brings a dugma. There's a Gemara in Babit Basra, Daf Lamed Vav. There's a lot here. I'm trying to peel away to specific things. There's a Gemara in Babit Basra, Lamed Vav. Hanu Izi Da Achli Chushli. Story was, Reuven's goat ate Shimon's cabbage patch. It did, well, Chushli, whatever Chushli is. It ate those vegetables. It did. There's Edom on that. We're not denying that. What's the issue? How much damage was done? The owner of the goat says, 17, yeah, there was because a couple of farfalta things, the whole damage was $17. And the nizik, the Baal HaSodeh, is all fired up, you owe me $500. And Les Mandapolik, there was a hezik, Les Mandapolik, that A's did it. Lo hechnasnu A's la siporpo, the A's did it. The question is how much the damage was. Zokta Gemara, if the owner of the field grabs the goat, it's in his field, he grabs the goat, he's nemon to say, I want to demand of you $500 worth of damage. Migu, that he could have timed it that he bought the goat, that the goat is his. He's toughest on the goat. Now, he's not saying he bought the goat, but he could have. He has a migu to lakua. The Gemara asks that. It's going through. The Gemara has a lot of issues. The Rishonim asks that it's a migu le hoitzi. Is it? It's migu le hoitzi? Okay. He's holding the goat.
But he's admitting that it came into my hands.
Is that called migu le hoitzi? Is it called Migumi Momin Lamomin? He wants to take the goat in lieu of payment for the Hezek, but he wants to tie in its his. Fret the Balamor! Why over there is he allowed to take the goat and say, I'm taking the goat as payment for the Chayv of the Hezek? Why over here by the Talis can't Shimon say, I'm taking this Talis which you picked up first? He's not arguing that the goat belongs to the. Whose was it? Reuven was the owner of the goat in the beginning, and Shimon was the owner of the field. Shimon is mighty that Reuven used to own the goat. He's saying, I'm taking it as payment for the hezek. With Amigo, I could have said I bought it. So let him say, so I'm taking the talus that I'm holding on the karkashta. Migu, that I could have said, I could have said I picked it up first. Let me admit that I didn't, but be Neman because of Amigu.
If we talk apply that, we're back to Shlei Kalacha Be'echad.
When Mamish back to Shlei Kalecha Be'echad, but that's the kasha. So why isn't that the din? Why isn't that the din? No, but why isn't no? But why isn't that the din? By easy it was the din. So by easy also that should be the din. By easy we let him get away with it. He doesn't have to swear. By easy the din is he gets to keep the goat. Finished. So someone told me over there because the goat goofer was the mazik. That's chiluk. If he grabs a different goat from the guy, it's the same din, same halacha. He can break into Yenis field and take it the Yenis goat pen and take a different goat. It's lav dafka the goat dead of the hezek. First of all, I tell people the bar is that it's going to go to the mazik, so they say, yeah, mapadom. You can take a different one.
Is there such a bar going to the mazik?
What? There was two goats drainzich in the chashli field, but Grad only one of them ate. Grad grabbed the one that didn't eat. They were both drainzich by him, but it didn't eat anything. It trespassed it also. He could grab it. It's not because it was the mazik. Okay.
But here we know he's entitled. So there is hesitation.
Yeah, but the seventh episode. The other $483 is fresh. $17,500? Yeah. There's a Shev Shmaitza. I didn't put it into Mar Makoimis. There's a Shev Shmaitza in Dalid. Shmaitza Dalid. Perek Tesvov. The Shemaita says, who's holding the goat now? The Nizik. And he could say, Lekuach, flat, he's holding it himself. Who's holding the talus now? Shnai Marksen.
But in 50%, he's holding it.
Oh, blue-green, very nice, blue-green. He's holding it blue-green. Nevertheless, even though he's holding it as a state of blue-green, Shimon is coming up against Amori Kama. I want to remind the Olam, total interruption. I think the Olam can handle it. Or, I'm not sure, but a total interruption. The first day of this man we handled in the state of Shnai Moichzen, blue, green, gray. Actually, the color code came a few days later, but the situation of Shnai Moichzen, what would be in Shnai Moichzen if one of them has an edge on the other one? And we talked about a few different ways one of them would have an edge. One of them, what if one of them is Bari? What if one of them has a Roiv? We had a weird case of Roiv. What if one of them has a Migu? And we discussed various things. I'm adding a new one. What if one of them has Mori Kama?
Then it's not Shnai Moichzen.
No, it's Shnai Moichzen.
It's Shnai Moichzen. Means nobody's Mori Kama.
No. The Chayrish, Shnai Moichzen, means nobody's a Marikama. How in the world would you have a case? Excellent, I'm going to help you out. How in the world would you have a case of Shnai Moichzen, which they ran to, we know the Marikama is the loser that lost it, yeah? I know that. And I'm still going to tell you that I have a case of Shnai Moichzen, and there's a Marikama. Watch.
It'll be a
Shana. Ruvain says, I picked it up first. And Shimon Be'etzen is crafting here, he's minded that Ruvain picked it up first. He wants the time, he has the right to take it as Glima the Al-Kasbe, Milvi Yashana. Yeah, but he's admitting that Reuven is a Mori Kama. Wow! What do you do by Shnayim Oichzim in wake of a Mori Kama? I and Shev Shmaitz, a Dalit, Tesvav. By Ace. We're here also.
If he's admitting he's a Mori Kama,
whether you want to discuss if Talis is called Laitzi, you got to mamish go back to blue, green, Beza, Medalif.
But if we're calling him a Mori Kama in our case, then it's Laitzi.
Why is the goat something?
Why is? By the goat, because he's holding it totally himself. The Meshev Shmaitz is Mechalik between Shev Shnayim Oichzen. The Rabbi is admitting there's a Mori Kama, but he's holding it himself totally. And he has a Migud Lekuach. Why could he say Lekuach? Goydris, Ayin Sham. But over here by Shnayim Oichzen, you got to go back to Blue Green. Now, there's so much more to do, and it's important to note that we are up to the two dots, and the fence beyond the two dots is Boyer Abzeira Tokfa. We have to grab the Sugya, Mamish, Ober as Muvtach. In Yeretz Hashem, we have to first do the sugya of Eid Echad Lafturi Mishvua, which we're going to have Marmakamis on tomorrow. The main thing is the rush, and we're going to get to it, but that was just an aside. I really want to accomplish this. It goes like this. What did the Gemara say? It can't be that we're going in his mind that there was a Vadai Milvi Yeshana. Because as Rashi learned, if there's a Vadai Milvi Yeshana, you actually could walk into Beis Din and say, the talus is mine. Your piano is not in my basement. You taka could. The problem is, so why does Shulchan Aruch, we brought down the Mara Makoimis in Simon Sadi Beis, he says, the Shema Milvi Yeshana Yesh Leilov. It says Suffolk in parentheses. The Shema Milvi Yeshana Yesh Leilov. It says Suffolk in parentheses. There's those that aren't Goyra Suffolk. So what does it say if you go without the parentheses? The reason why you swear, again, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, by the way, if there would be a test and someone asks us, we're up to the Maskana, we're starting Takfa soon. Do we Paskin Chashir Amamoyna, Chashir HaShvuasa, or like Chashir HaShvuasa? The Mechaber says, Chashir Amamoyna is Chashir HaShvuasa. No, we always make a Cheshbin, Shema, Milvi Yishana. If you're not Geir Sufik, you have the Gemara's Kasha. Vaday Milvi Yishana? So then he'll pack a swear. What's the purpose of swearing?
Shema can be in Sufik. His mind, Shema.
Okay. It's the Shema Milvi. Okay, interesting. Maybe it's one of those things I have to check. I saw an interesting Mechodesh Tikashat. The Gemara's Kasha, when you have a Vaday Milvi Yeshana, is because he has a right to take the talus as literally Glima. I like that. Glima is a talus. You can take the talus off his back. That might be told if you hold Shibuda de Raisa. This is the Yeshiva Shistikal Torah. It might be told if you hold Shibuda de Raisa, Shibuda de Rabbanon. There are Rachmanim, I think the Tumim others, they want to say that if you hold Shibuda de Raisa, then it's true. You can mamash say the talus is mine. But if you hold Shibud Lav Dei Raisa, even though there was a Takanas Chachomin, it's not mamish front center, you just take the talus. So the Gemara is going on the side of Shibud Dei Raisa. We paskin Shibud Lav Dei Raisa.
Even if it's a problem.
Yeah, but it's not enough powerful that then you
won't say it.
Yeah, you won't be able to mamish say it. You won't be able to mamish say it. Now, what's the nafkamina? I just don't have to help Kopfu. What's the nafkamina if you really want to hold Chashir Amamoyna loy chashir ashvuasa, and that's the reason why we swear by moed b'mixas by shreimer by heses by v'chulei v'chulei by shnayim ha'zim. Or no, chashir amamayna, chashir ashvuasa. But granted, there's always a cheshbon. Maybe there's a suffik milvi yeshana. So we said already, what's the nafkamina? If you get rid of the Malki Yashana, that they were meichel each other, meided to each other, or they never met each other. First of all, let me tell you, I have another nafkamina. Wow, another nafkamina. A little bit hard, and it's a memory from Hey Amid Beis. Tosis asked on Hey Amid Beis, with Rav Yehuda Chassid, that whole balagan, that if you hold chashid amamayna chashid ashwusa, how is a gazlan kashid? If you hold chashid amamayna loy chashid ashwusa, why is a gazlan pasul? So Tosis says, gazlan is only pasul mid the rabbanan. Now, like that teretz of Tosis, you have to catch on. If you hold chashid amamayna chashid ashwusa, gazlan is pasul mid the raisa. If you hold chashid amamayna loy chashid ashwusa, gazlan is only pasul mid the rabbanan. That's a nafkamina.
If
in Lomdus, what the din is? No, but not by that we're going to get to now. Not by. You don't say Milvi Yeshana on Eftiga Gazlin. You don't say Milvi Yeshana on Eftiga Gazlin. Now I saw on the Tumim. He says a Meir de Gazach. He argues on the Rishonim. He says Shnai Moichzim or a Hesis or a Chenveni that wants to get the Poyim wants to get paid for his paint job, and they make an announcement. I hereby admit and are Moichel any prior Chayvus I have with you. So the Chayvus now there's no reason to swear. One second. We're going now suffix Shema suffix Milvi Yeshana. How come he doesn't remember? He doesn't remember. Maybe, even if he's Michael, every single prior Chayv, but right now, they're having a fight about a palace, they're having a fight about a Shuasesis, they're having a fight about the paint job that he owes him maybe the money for. Shema Milva suffix Milva Chadosha Yesh Le'alav. The emes is, the Tumen says, Milva Yeshana is a bluff. Hu Adin, what we're really saying is, it's Bidid Dami. You want to know why there's a Shvua? Bidid Dami. You know why the Gemara said Milva Yeshana? Because by a Pekadoin, when you have the guy's piano in his basement, you didn't forget if you have his piano in his basement. There, it's because maybe you have a Milva Yeshana. But you know, let's go to the classic case, Hesses. The guy says, you owe me 100. You swear Shvua's Hesses. Why? If he's chashed for stealing, he'll swear falsely. No, maybe he doesn't remember. On this Chay Gufa. So it doesn't help if you announce on any prior chayv, I'm cleaning the slate. Shema milva chadosha yesh leilav. Milva yeshana is just a code word, a.k.a. for he's bid the dummy. It's a chiddush, but you know, it's not me. The Tumim says it.
He just taken the din like a mensch.
He did take it to din like a mensch. We're making him swear. A guy took him.
Take him to din on the milva. It's a milva chadosha.
This is the milva chadosha. A guy says, you owe me 100. Uh-huh. And we're making the guy swear because maybe he doesn't remember. Exactly. Now I'm going to skip a few things. Oh, I want to get to a fascinating thing. Oh, Meiridik. A gazlan! Reuven Mamish broke into Shimon's house and stole things. Or a kaifer b'pikadayim. Reuven Mamish documented, had the pikadayim in his basement and blatantly lied, I don't have the pikadayim. Why is he pasul eidus? Maybe it's because of the milvi yeshana. So the Rimagash says, and I brought it in the Marmakayim, he says, if you do this milvi yeshana thing, we're not chashed you for swearing falsely. But in fact, you are pasul le'edus. I want to say it again, it's a crazy thing. It's the exact opposite of something we said 2 days ago. 2 days ago we said, a person could be over a lav d'oraisa, such as Leisach Moed, or burying people on the first day of Yom Tov. And even though he was over a lav d'oraisa, he's not pasul eidus, because the Velt says it's fine. This Rimagash is the exact mirror opposite of it. When you do something because of Suffolk Milvi Yeshana, you in fact are pasul eidus. You are being over an avera. But in the psychology of chashid amamayna, you won't be chashid ashvus.
Why are you
over an avera? Because it is an avera. If you're not allowed to do it, it's awesome. You're over lav d'oraisa.
What was the whole blima thing?
You're a rasha d'chamas.
You're
a rasha d'chamas. It's a very hard blima, gosh.
What happened to
blima? Suffolk. You know what? Excellent. I don't know if the Rimagash is only on Suffolk or even by Vad. That's excellent, Shaila. Is the Rimagash saying it even by Vad Emel V'Yashana? I don't know. I was muttering on that. I don't know. But I want to get to the Ramban's terror. The Ramban says something else. Watch this. The Ramban says, you know, you're right. If honest, really, you have a Milvi Yeshana, you have a right to deny a halva, grab a talis that someone picked up first, and demand payment for a paint job that you already paid for. You're allowed to do that. You're not a Rosh, you're allowed to do that. So every Gazlan and Kaifu Bibi Kavan, says the Ramban, the chance of it being a Suffolk Milvi Yeshana, remember the pie chart? Anyone remember the pie chart? Pie chart. There's a situation. Shimon is holding a talis as well. Shimon is being kaifer on a halva, kaifer akal. Shimon, the painter, is demanding payment for a job. What's the chances? Well, maybe he's a total blatant liar, and he's planning to get paid twice, and say lahadam on a chayv he knows, and grab a talis that doesn't belong to him. Or maybe he's, in some of the cases, mishtamid, various pies in the chart. Says the Ramban, milvi yishana is very small slice. It's a small slice. Now watch. It's enough. It's enough to answer Mikud Chashin, but it won't make you Kashal Eidus. Does Ishtamute make you Kashal Eidus? Yes, Kaifer be Milve, Kashal Eidus. Kaifer be Pikadon, Pasal Eidus. Why? Kaifer be Milve has what? Ishtamute. Kaifer be Pikadon has Milve Yeshana. Which one is bigger, greater than? Ishtamute is a larger piece than Milve Yeshana. And that's why you Pasal Eidus.
Why don't we combine those pieces? Why don't we combine those pieces?
Why is the cutoff different?
Chazal decided, maybe Chazal made levels. Chazal made levels, I trust him. Chazal made levels. What?
Then why can't we combine those two svaras and use it as a large timer?
Thank you. He's on the ball. When he stands, he's let me explain it to the island. The Ramban says that a kaifer b'milve is kashal edus because ishtamute is a large enough piece to be saimachan. Kaifer b'pikadoin, where there's no ishtamute, you only have milve yishana. Milve yishana is too small. The problem is Hesis. How did the Gemara bring a raya from Hesis that there's no Chashid Amamayin Chashid Eshvosa? Because there's no Ishtamute. Ishtamute is not big enough by Kaifer HaKol. But then Abaya suddenly answers all the questions, even Hesis, and he says Milvi Yishana. I thought Milvi Yishana is smaller. The answer is by Hesis you have both. You have Ishtamute and Milvi Yishana. Ishtamute by itself wasn't enough. When a buyer answers on Milvi Yishana also, meaning when a guy, on all honest, when a guy says, you owe me 100, he says, Kaifer HaKol. We say, 1 second, if this guy's, there's all kinds, there's the gangster that's going to swear falsely also, but if this guy's a gangster and he's planning to walk out without paying, even though he knows he is, so what's the purpose of swearing? Terah says, listen, there's a lot of stories here. First of all, there's a Milvi Yishana. Second of all, separately, maybe it's Mishtamit. Mishtamit, not enough by itself. Milvi Yishana, not enough by itself. Both together. Both together, maybe that's enough.
How does
Abaya
learn the Gemara? Of course, it's universal Abaya.
Universal
Abaya,
yeah. How does
Gemara only said
Ishtamute. No, the Gemara said Ishtamute earlier, but Ishtamute didn't work by these three.
The whole Hayim
HaBeis. Hayim HaBeis, Ishtamute was enough. That was great.
That did everything.
That did everything. By those three, it did everything. There are three on Hayim HaBeis and three on Vavim and Aleph. In Hayim HaBeis, Ishtamute was the delivery. Vavim and Aleph, we got stuck. We bring in also the element of Milvi Yishana. Yeah, I want to hop in one or two more things. Two interesting things there. One. There's a very complex Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel when someone sent two people to pay back a chayv. He gave them the money, a lot of money, and he said, pay back the chayv to the malva. Now, something happened. I don't remember the details there. And somehow we get to that sugya like on Ches Tishrei, always an Elul's man of Kedushin. So we end up saying Shira on the Yoni Yom Kippur, and then he gets stuck on that sugya. But it's a very complex sugya. But there's a story there that he sent the money. And we're looking now back and forth, and these people on a Gei Bedaber, they want to be made that they paid the malva. But they're negay b'davar, because hey, if they didn't pay the malva up, then they're gonna have to refund the loiva. So the Gemara says, oh, they have a migu that they could say we returned to the loiva. It's the whole thing back and forth. The problem is, Frekta Nachas Dabar, was in the Marmakaimis, maybe they have issues with the malva specifically. Maybe they're negay b'davar. What do you mean? Because if the Samas are planning to steal, then they can come up with a bluff story that they paid the malva for the same price. They can say a bluff story, they returned it to the loiva. No, it is not a game. Maybe specifically it's that way because they have a Milvi Yishana on the Malva. They want to take the money, not because they want to stiff the life over. They want to maybe they have a Milvi Yishana on the Malva. Here, Milvi Yishana is causing bad things. One more detail I want to get in. Yeah, oh. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Hey, we didn't bring this to the Mount of Chaim. It's a fascinating topic. A guy says, you owe me $100. The Malva says, you owe me $100. The Loiva says, Eini Yodeya. Any idea? I don't remember. I don't remember. Maybe I borrowed, maybe I don't remember. What's the din? What? He's got to pay? Does he swear? It's mavur that there's a shvuas hesis. You know what the hesis is? Any idea? Tysus brought it on. You don't know the end? Why do you say any idea? Gimel Beis and Hayim and Alvin. Any idea? He swears any idea. Now that's if he says any idea if I borrowed. What if, continues the Mechaber, Simen Ayin Hey, Sif Tes, what if the accused Loiva, the Nitva, says, oh yeah, Avada, I borrowed the money. I don't remember any idea if I paid you back. What's the din then? Anything praticha? You don't swear any day. What do you do? Flat out pay. Why? There's a difference if it's any day in Hilvisicha, which maybe there was no Mechai B'chlal, and any day in praticha. Klar is the Shach, and this is the finale for our sugya. I saw in the Hagoyis of Rav Shlomo Kluger, he tells 2 hours sugya. The Shach doesn't, but the Shach says something, and Rav Shlomo Kluger says, wow, this Shach is mamish the sugya milvishana. Chronological order of events, now it's Tavis, it used to be Kislev, right? L'chayr, in a case of a halva, about paraiti, l'chayr, the case of the guy says, you lent me money in Kislev, and he says, oh yeah, I lent you money in Kislev. Now it's Shvadarid. It's not my thing. He says, but I'm not sure, maybe I paid you back in Tavis. That's the case of the Mechaber. Says the Shach, the any day in Praticha doesn't necessarily have to be after the halva. The din will be the same if the any day in Praticha was before the halva. What does it mean that the any day in Praticha was before the halva? What it means is, I'll give you the scenario. He says, yes, I borrowed money from you in Kislev. I agree, I borrowed money from you in Kislev, and I did not pay you back. But in Tammuz last year, you were mazik me, or whatever we had issues. And I don't know how much. I don't know if it was less than or more than the amount of the halva. So it's any a day if I'm still covered over or not. That's an any day of praticha of koydim halva. Says from Shlomo Kluger. So that's the sugya of Milvi Yashana.
What's this dinner going to look like? They're both going to Reuven and Shimon walking. Reuven says, oh, it's mine.
But the palace?
Yeah, let's get the palace. Never tell him, oh, it'd be much later, like.